Hey, GWA Backstage. I am digging this accent challenge. So I'm going to embarrass myself probably because I know I don't pronounce some of these words right or correctly. Let's just start out awkward. Starting awkward. There's a lot of these words that I know are incorrect based on the region I grew up in, but I still sometimes pronounce them incorrectly. I've also changed my pronunciation on some of them because I've learned that they're incorrect, so I've intentionally tried to correct some of them, and it's different. I'm not sure I'm representative of my region. I'm kind of a mismatch of, I don't know, a bunch of different things. But here we go. Aunt or aunt, I say both, usually aunt. Roof. Route or root. I usually say route, like if you're driving on a route, but route sometimes. Wash, oil, theater. Occasionally I'll say theater if it's spelled R-E rather than E-R, but that's just because of my French, minimal French that I've spoken. But if I see it spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R, it's theater. Iron. Salmon, caramel or caramel. I usually say caramel, but I don't really have a preference. I kind of flip back and forth on that. Fire, water, sure, data. Actually, the data one really bothers me. This is something that I talk about because I actually like analyze data professionally. That's one of the things that I spend my life doing. And I've met very few people who analyze it that say data. Most people who analyze and actually work with data say data. In my experience, that could be very biased, but in my limited experience, I guess. So it drives me insane when people say data. It just rubs me the wrong way. And I think part of that is because of Star Trek, actually, which is a terrible way to like base your, that's something that changed the way we pronounce this, I guess, but because of data on Star Trek Next Gen, I think that, it just, sorry, that was a tangent. I say data, it drives me crazy when people say data. It's just, ugh, I hate it. Ruin, Cran, New Orleans, Pecan, usually Pecan, both. Again, probably, spitting image, Alabama. How else would you say Alabama? Maybe if you're from Alabama, you say it differently. This is weirding me out, okay? Lawyer. Coupon. I know that coupon is a regularly used one as well. I think that I grew up with coupon, and then I switched to coupon for a while. I have no idea which one I use more often. My default's coupon. I have no idea what's right anymore. But I say both. If I'm corrected, I'll easily flip to the other. Mayonnaise. Syrup. Pajamas. Caught. As in, like, catching somebody. Not, like, something you sleep on. I pronounce them the same way. Naturally. Aluminum. Envelope. Why do I say it like that? This is so weird. This is super, super weird. Okay. Moving on to the questions. What's it called when you throw toilet paper at a house? We call it TPing. What is the bug that when you touch it, it curls into a ball? Potato bug? Yeah, potato bug. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. I haven't used that term since I was a kid, so that's why I'm confused. Yeah, I think if I'm thinking of the right thing, I think it's potato bug is what we call it. What is the bubbly carbonated drink called? I say soda. I grew up with pop, and I don't like that. I don't know why, but I say soda now. Most people in the region that I live in and like my family and friends say pop. I don't know. They all look at me weird when I say soda. But it's soda, damn it. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers, maybe? Yeah. Because I wear Converse otherwise, and I call Converse tennis shoes. So, since I don't wear those to the gym, actually, I think I probably say sneakers. I don't know. This is weird. Why do I not know the answers to some of these questions? This is confusing me. What do you say to address a group of people? Probably you guys. That's terrible. There should be more eloquent ways of saying that. Sometimes I say y'all, but usually I get made fun of, so I don't do that much. Because I'm not Southern. But I guess you guys. What do you call a spider or spider-like creature that has an oval-shaped body and extremely long legs? Daddy long leg. What do you call your grandparents? I called them grandma and grandpa, I think. I don't know why I didn't pronounce the D. Grandma and grandpa. Yeah, that's probably what I had said. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? This is one that's weird, actually, the question itself, because the word groceries, I hear grocery and grocery, and I think grocery is the correct way, and I kind of try to do that, but I grew up with grocery. I don't know. I don't know what's correct, technically. But anyway, yeah, I don't hear the word supermarket, like, ever. We usually say grocery store, and that would be a shopping cart. What do you call it when rain falls while sun is shining? I didn't know there was a term for that. Which is weird because it rains all the fucking time here. I don't think we see enough sun for that to be a thing. All I can think of is a rainbow, but that's not what this is getting at. So I have no idea. I didn't know there was even a word for that. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote control or a remote? Yeah. Cool. This is weird. This is a weird answer. I probably took twice as much time to answer this as was necessary, but, that's just how I roll. Okay. I'm gonna stop now. Bye.